Hey, Interpower Entrepreneurs, I'm your host, Dr. Amanda, and if you're a coach, expert, or service-based business owner, you're in the right place to learn Law of Attraction strategies that will help you break through to six figures and beyond in your business. And in this episode, you're going to learn three client attraction tricks to increase your income as an entrepreneur. Now, let's think about client attraction. What is client attraction? What it really has to do with is magnetism and loving sales. When you fall in love with selling, your income will automatically increase. So client attraction means that you are really good at attracting people to you and to what you offer to sell. And in this magnetic way, you are somebody who attracts five-star people who are begging to work with you and who are asking to give you money. This is the ultimate awesomeness when you are really nailing client attraction. It's this feeling of flow where you're in zone four, your zone of manifestation, where you have nailed your niche, you've nailed your program, you know what you offer the world in a powerful way, you are starting to get referrals and automatic growth because you are on fire, you're inspired, and you have systems in place that are helping your business scale. Now, this is interesting because you've got to be an expert at what it is that you offer. You also must learn to become an expert at sales because you are selling your services. It's impossible for you to get your work out in the world if you don't know how to sell or if you don't like to sell. If you are adverse or resistant to sales, your money flow is going to be blocked and your income is not going to increase easily because you're going to wish that someone else would sell it for you or it would just magically happen. I can tell when people don't like sales because they'll do these all over the place strategies, this concept of throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping it sticks. Or they will just think, well, why isn't anyone coming my way? Because they just think they built it and people will come. And this is a myth. There are a lot of offerings out in the world. If you aren't learning how to sell and you're not learning how to magnetically sell, you're making your business building adventures really challenging. And I want you to think about this. Selling is a process that can be really fun if you really understand the concept behind it and you shift your mindset toward falling in love with sales, knowing that when you become a powerful salesperson, you are actually turning on your magnetism because good selling or, you know, powerful magnetic selling is a version of enhancing your communication skills. When you get good at selling, it's like you solving the puzzle of how to attract people to you and convert them into paying customers. So this is going to fuel your financial freedom. It's going to build your confidence. It's going to cause you to have all these awesome connections with the people that you're attracting your way. And this is going to generate a feeling of inspiration and excitement, which then gives you this positive feedback loop and keeps you being a confident entrepreneur. A huge part of successful entrepreneurship is selling. I asked a potential client the other day, you know, what they cared about in terms of being an entrepreneur, and they said, I really care about helping people. And I hear this all the time. And then they go on to say that they aren't getting enough clients. So your care of helping people is not going to bring you clients. Selling is going to bring you clients. Knowing how to sell what you offer is going to bring you clients. Then you've got to be good at what you do to then get referrals and magnetism and increase the possibility of having more sales through referrals and things like that. But unless you are getting in front of people and sharing what you have, you aren't going to be able to get what you have out into the world. You literally could have the best product or service on the planet. I mean, the best. Like, you know it gets results and you've walked some people through it and they are singing your praises in terms of telling you that it's awesome and you feel really good about what you have. But if you don't know how to attract more people to it, in other words, sell it, then no one will ever really know that you exist. And I know that if you're feeling this way, then magnetic sales is probably a problem for you. You have some sort of charge or negative block on selling your services, and you think somehow it's magically going to happen. And I'm telling you that this is going to decrease your income, because heart-centered entrepreneurs, I see this happen so often. They freak out about selling. They feel blocked about it. They feel scared about it. They think it's sleazy. They don't do it the right way. And then they just don't sell what they have. Then you burn out and you don't make enough money, and business building sucks. So I don't want that for you. I want you to shift your mindset here and think about how selling is interactive. And when you love what you sell, every interaction with the right person is an opportunity. So if you know that somebody has a pain that you can solve, then it is your responsibility to share it with them. You got to get out there more. I want you to think about a resource, a favorite resource that you've accessed. Let's say it's a book or a coach or a course. And imagine that that book or coach or course didn't exist because the person who created it was too afraid to share it with the world. Where would you be? How much worse off would you be without that book or coach or course? I really want you to think about this. That person had the courage to put themselves out there and to learn sales strategies. And then as they grew, I'm sure they started to delegate it if lead gen wasn't their thing. So you've got to learn to share what you have with the world. And I'm going to give you three specific strategies today, three tricks to experience client attraction. And let's play first with falling in love with sales. This actually isn't one of them, but I want you to think about selling as this. I always love coming up with acronyms. If you've been with me for a while, you know this about me. So my acronym for selling, I just played with this today, is the S stands for share. The E is empower, the L is listen, and the other L is lead. So to sell is to share, empower, listen, and lead. Share, empower, listen, and lead. So ultimately, selling is caring. Selling is sharing what you have to somebody who you can empower. You're listening to their pain points, their struggles, their frustrations. You're knowing that you have a solution for them, and you're leading them to it. So you're sharing, empowering, listening, and leading. And that's all selling is. So if you really just think about selling as an interaction of two people, or maybe more people, it depends on what you're selling. But in that interaction, you're having an opportunity to empower, listen, and lead, and you shared it. So when you do this, that's all you're doing in selling. So let go of this idea that selling is creepy, or it's only for people who are, you know, I don't know why, but this is what pops into my mind often is, you know, a man who's getting to three no's and they are, you know, doing this scripted strategy, and it just doesn't feel good to be on the other end of that. Break free from that. You don't need to think about that as selling. I've never sold that way. I never would. That would feel creepy and out of alignment to me completely. Instead, when I'm having a powerful conversation with someone, I'm sharing with them what I have. I'm empowering them through the conversation. I'm listening to see if what I have is a good solution. And if it is, I'm leading them to my offering. That's all I'm doing. Selling is sharing, empowering, listening, and leading. Okay? So, you know, break through your limited belief about what selling is and learn to enjoy selling. So let's talk about three tricks to increase your client attraction so you can increase your income as an entrepreneur. Number one, know the psychographics of your five-star client. Know the psychographics of your five-star client. What I mean by this is that you've got to know your five-star, you know, you've heard it as an avatar before. It could be your customer, your client, but it's your five-star person. And you want to know their psychographics, meaning what they're thinking about. You want to know what their pain points are, what their desires are, where they're hanging out. If you don't know this, they're very hard to find. It's hard to create content. It's hard to create your signature offer. If you don't really understand your people well, then it's impossible possible to share or connect and empower because you don't really understand them. So this really goes along with this listening aspect where you've got to listen to your five-star people. You've got to start paying a lot of attention to the words they're using and the pain points and, you know, what keeps them up at night. What are they talking about? Where are they spending their time, their energy, their money? When you know more and more about your five-star client, it gets very easy to sell because you are going to lead them to a solution that you've created based on what you're hearing them say. So your trick for this is to dedicate at least 15 minutes today to do two things. First, go to my limited series podcast, coachingbizgrowthroadmap.com, coachingbizgrowthroadmap.com. The link is in the show notes, but if you just go to Coaching Biz Growth Roadmap on your podcast players, you will find it there really easily. It's a free limited series podcast that's going to help you understand the psychographics and how to sell. It's 12 steps to help you get clients. So that's number one. You're going to go listen to that podcast series. And number two, the trick here is to dedicate 15 minutes today to read client notes or testimonials and recognize what they're saying in their words about their pain points and about your solutions. So this would be if you are already working with people and you take notes from your clients, you're just going to go read what they say and you're going to read testimonials and reviews that you have because you want to see in their words what they're saying about how they are experiencing their stuck points and your solutions. The reason this is important is because that's how you're going to attract other people to you because you're going to use their words in your marketing. You're going to use their words in the way that you talk about what you offer to the world because their words are what's going to resonate with your prospective clients and customers. So this is a client attraction tip or trick or strategy because instead of you using jargony words that don't resonate, that you think are good because they're so in your head, you want to use the words of your people. And this is you understanding them, and this is you understanding their psychographics to then attract new clients because those are the words that resonate. If you're new and you don't yet have clients, then you're just going to do some research by going to forums or groups and looking at what people in those groups and forums are commenting on and what they're saying and what they're talking about in terms of their pain points, their frustrations, their struggles, and the solutions that they're looking for. And you're going to write down what they're saying, and then you can use that to start to talk to people and to attract new clients and customers your way. So dedicate 15 minutes to doing this and see what happens. It's very insightful and it gives you a lot of recognition about something you're probably missing. Go look and see if this is in your content. Look and see if it's on your website. If you don't have their words on your website, that's why you're not getting clients because you're not speaking their language. Instead, you're overthinking it and you're getting freaked out about thinking that selling needs to be this really, I want to say it's like this. We learn how to sell sometimes in ways that cause us to get blocked from just coming from the heart and saying what really works because we get stuck in all of the details. It's like getting stuck in the weeds of the copy instead of saying what our clients say. And then we put that in our marketing and on the website and then other people resonate with it. So you want to check out your headlines. Do they make sense in terms of the psychographics of your five-star clients? Or when you go to your website and you read the headline, is it about you? Or is it confusing? Is it clear what you're saying? If it's not clear, you've got 3 seconds to attract the right people and keep them there and lead them down a path to schedule a consult or buy your signature offer. So pay attention to those words. They're very powerful. Okay, number two, have powerful conversations with your five-star client every single day. And what I mean by that is your five-star prospects. So whoever your five-star client is, you want to have a profile of them and you want to have this be, let's say you could clone someone you've worked with because it's just the rock star, awesome person. You loved the way that they came to you and how they worked with you and how they enjoyed paying you and how you got them awesome results. And if you could just clone that person You want to keep having conversations with people just like them to lead them to your offerings. This is really amazing for client attraction. When you have powerful conversations with the right people, it boosts your confidence. It has you selling by sharing, empowering, listening, and leading for the right person. And so I want you to consider if you're talking to enough people to increase your income. If you're not having any conversations with people on a daily basis about what you offer, that's why your income isn't growing. You are not going to experience client attraction if you're not having a lot of powerful conversations. And what I mean by a powerful conversation is really connecting with people, really listening to them, really understanding if you have the solutions for them, and then really coaching them or bringing your area of expertise to them so that they can experience it on the spot. So if you aren't talking to anyone first, obviously that's going to be a problem. Although I know a lot of people don't think this. They think, well, I'm putting, you know, social media posts out there, but no one's asking to talk to me. You've got to be very proactive and direct in your marketing strategy. Selling is an active process. It's not a passive process. So you've got to be asking people to have conversations with you. This could be in your lead gen strategies. You're being direct about saying, hey, I offer a free consult. Hey, and whatever you want to call it, I call mine a rapid biz growth call. So people can get on a rapid biz growth call with me and talk to me about their business, and I can offer solutions. So having more powerful conversations will lead to client conversion, client attraction, and sales, which will increase your income. So you really want to be considering, am I talking to enough people? If you're talking to one person a month, that's why you're not growing your business. If you're talking to 10 people a week, I bet you're growing your business. And make sure you're having powerful conversations. So when you talk to your prospects, you really want to be considering whether you're trying to sell them or if you actually are caring. When you're quote unquote trying to sell, you are typically in this desperate feeling. You have fear and imposter syndrome, and you're not focused on building a relationship. Instead, you're thinking, am I doing a good job? What if they don't buy it? Is my product the right price? And you're just freaking out in this imposter syndrome way, which increases fear, causes low confidence, and sends this invisible information to them where they're on the other end going, I don't know if I want to work with this person because I feel like something's off. They might not be able to articulate what is off, but they feel your lack of confidence and they feel your lack of caring about them because you're trying too hard instead of just having a simple conversation, a simple, powerful conversation. And that just looks like you caring, asking questions, coming from the heart, asking them what's really going on for them, and then providing the solutions you have. If you're making stuff up and you don't actually have a solution for them and you're just trying to sell them something to make money, that's why the whole situation feels off. And that's why you're not going to experience client magnetism and client attraction and increase your income, is because you're just being a sleazy salesperson. And we don't want that. And don't beat yourself up if this has been going on for you. This can happen when you're stuck in a state of fear and imposter syndrome. So you really want to get more confident and you want to shift your mindset around what selling is and just practice having powerful conversations instead of thinking about the end result, which is to get the sale. The sale will automatically happen when you have a powerful conversation. This happened to me in the beginning and still does when I talk to people. You know, I just listen and I share and I coach on the spot, where at the end of the conversation, they say, how can I work with you? Or what would it look like to work with you? And then my conversion rate is very, very high. And it's because I care about people. Sure, sometimes people say, no, I don't have 100% sales rate. Some people it's not a good fit for right now. Some people might have too many blocks going on still, or it just isn't a good fit for them. That's okay. I still showed up powerfully during the conversation to give them value, to give them tips, to give them strategies, to help them break through. And then I know that I planted the seed for them to work with me at some point. And I know that I showed up in a present way where I was sharing, empowering, listening, and leading, selling, right? Okay, so a trick for you here is to have at least one powerful conversation today that opens the door to a sale. At least opens the door. You might not close it, that's okay. open the door, have a powerful conversation. And if you shoot for 30 powerful conversations over the next month, you will see your income grow rapidly. Number three, clear your limiting beliefs about sales to enjoy selling. So you've actually got to enjoy selling if you want to grow your business. Remember, selling is sharing, empowering, listening, and leading. I want you to consider what you believe selling is. If you just write down the words selling is blank and get really honest with yourself and recognize how you actually feel about selling, what do you truly believe about selling? So just get clear. So applying the inner power formula, you're going to recognize, reframe, and then repeat the reframes to reprogram. So if you think selling is sleazy or selling is scary or selling is bad or selling is ambivalent or selling is hard, you want to reframe it and just play with the reframe that selling is to share, empower, listen, and lead. Reframe it to anything that's positive for you in the way that you think about selling. So if you think, oh, selling is actually fun, it can be just about sharing and empowering and listening and leading. And think of yourself as water in the desert. You are the solution that someone has been praying for and you're saving their life. That's how you want to feel with your five-star person. You want them to be saying, I've been praying for you to come. You are water in the desert for me. And then it feels really good to sell. You don't have to feel creepy or sleazy about it. You just share what you have. You empower the person in a conversation. You're listening to them and you're leading them in the direction of your results that you can bring them through whatever it is that you offer. And so enjoy selling. Have fun with it. Think about learning to sell as a puzzle of psychology. I call it the art of magnetic sales. Have fun with selling. Think of it like a puzzle that you're solving where you go, ooh, once I figure this out, I am going to be a money magnet and create win-win relationships. I'm going to get paid to do what I love because I solve problems for people. That's what entrepreneurship is. And especially when you're coming at it from a coaching perspective, you are transforming lives. Whatever it is that you sell, you're transforming lives. And so have fun with this process and know that the more sales you make, the more people you impact. And then that just grows and grows and grows. And life and business are awesome for you and the people you serve. So you're creating win-win relationships. So a trick here to clear your limiting beliefs about sales and enjoy selling is to write a list of at least 50 benefits of what you offer. So when I work with people, I tend to have them do a list of 250. Just start with 50, and this will take you some time. If you only have one benefit where you say, oh, I just want to help people, that means you're not going to make it because it's not enough benefits stacked in the direction of your success. Just wanting to help people is not going to cause sales. Remember, like I said, you might have the best service. You might be the best coach. You might have the best course or, you know, the best 12-step program. If you can't get people to it, you're not going to be able to make it because you've got to sell what you have. So when you stack the benefits of what you offer and you focus on how what you offer is transforming lives, you'll be inspired to take action on selling because you'll know that your solution is so good for people that you've got to get it out into the world. Otherwise, people are suffering. So you're water in the desert. When you stack those benefits in your mind, it becomes conscious to you that you've got to get out there and that you feel this inspirational joy about selling because you go, oh my God, what I have helps people in this way and this way and this way and this way. I got to get it out there because people are suffering without me. And then what also happens is you train your brain, your reticular activating system, to listen for those benefits out in the world. So you'll hear someone talking and you'll hear them say something that you wrote on your benefit list. And then you'll know, oh, that's somebody I need to talk to. And it just comes from the heart. And when it flows in that way, you experience client attraction and client magnetism. And then you increase your income as an entrepreneur. So let's recap. Number one, know the psychographics of your five-star client. Number two, have a powerful conversation with your five-star client every day. And number three, clear limiting beliefs about sales to enjoy selling. And for today, your calls to action are to listen to my limited series podcast. Just type into any podcast player, Coaching Business Growth Roadmap, and you'll see it come up, Coaching Business Growth Roadmap. It is a free limited series basically a course that will walk you through 12 steps to grow your coaching business to six figures and beyond. And the reason I am having you check this out today is because there is a lesson on psychographics in there. And the whole course is about magnetism and law of attraction and practical actionable steps for you to grow your business. And go to workwithdramanda.com, workwithdramanda.com for all kinds of awesome resources if you're liking what you're getting on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. You are why I do what I do. And until next time, I am sending you giant hugs and inner power high fives.